Hello and welcome to the new human, transmissions of a new consciousness, a new earth paradigm, and the frequencies of fifth world. I am your host, Deanne Hampton, coming to you from a pretty captivating exquisite, glorious morning in the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. Wow, wow, wow. There is this pretty magical, wondrous, intense dichotomy of energy that has really taken root in April. And now, definitely expanding into May. And the roots are taking hold and growing. There is this curious dichotomy of energy. Just breathe into this, feel it. Energy that is at once pushing, very strong energy, saying, it's time, let's go. And at the same time, mid-April into now, there is also this very relaxed sensation, a peace around these really grand visions and dreams that are now manifesting, really emphasizing that we stay in the moment and allow all of this new to hold us. There is a profound sense of being held in this now, with an invitation to just sit in the nothingness and watch what drops in. So, dichotomy, yeah. Play with this. Sit with this energy of dichotomy. This new light is so powerful. And the new that is here wants to find you, has been searching for and waiting for you. See, there it is again, right there, a contrast of energy. Searching implies movement. Waiting implies just holding space, preparing for you to arrive. My intention for this transmission today, May 3rd, 2026, what I am being called to do by everything that is present and speaking to us now is to weave these seemingly opposite energies into a chrysalis of understanding that through story and experiences, magical encounters where vastness can be felt and revelation, that your mind is able to relax and surrender and be still and just with your intention, your in motivation and inspiration and light, understand it is time to move. Wow. I just feel like I'm inside a DNA golden helix. And what I feel is the primary purpose of this sensation, this visual, this feeling is to get our mind still and to increasingly so, keep inviting us to drop in. I am so humbled, even now, in this moment, by what is here and where we are in all of time and space. It is just so much, and we're being so held. So, all during April, right out of the gate with Easter, remember we spent Easter together in a new human kind of sphere of consciousness. And all during April, I felt the experience of being pulled, like magnetically pulled into myself, beyond distraction and other, beyond everything. Deeper, deeper, and then higher and higher, which is a simultaneous movement and moment in time. This is what is meant by to be in the world but not of the world. We are literally putting on, like choosing a new oxygen mask, a new understanding of support for the journey of this new light. 1 minute, I would have a thought, a contemplation about deep life, and I could sense and feel these magnetics present that were pulling me deeper, higher, go further, don't pause there. Leave that for a moment, whatever and all I was contemplating, leave it and go deeper. I felt consciousness. I felt and continue to feel wisdom communicating directly with me, almost to skip past things my mind was contemplating and keep going further into the mystery, deeper into the nothingness. I was listening to a podcast recently, and the guest made the statement, and I will paraphrase, that the Bible contains myth that takes you to the edge of what consciousness can comprehend. That is a whole show in itself, but that is where we are in our current evolution right now. We are being taken to the edge of what our current consciousness can comprehend. And yet, there is something new here now that wants to find you, has been waiting for you, like this cosmic agreement across all time and space for you to be in the exact moment that you are in right now with the exact circumstances that you are in right now. And something along the lines of everything is rushing in. It recognizes you. It's been waiting for you. And a whole new octave, orchestration, technology of co-creation is poised to begin right now. It was like, and this is a metaphor, which metaphor, parable, myth, everything is saying, vibrating, suspend the mind and listen more deeply. Feel what is rising in you in response to this new light. And right there, what that says to me, just understanding consciousness and energy, if this is where we are, suspend the mind and listen more deeply. Feel what is rising in you in response to this new light. You're likely going to get distractions. Things are likely going to present in your world, whether it's through a relationship dynamic, whether it's in your work setting, whether it's some physical distraction that is going on, dis-ease that's coming up. The purpose of that is to see if you can keep the mind still enough, suspend, even with that distraction, to go deeper than you have ever gone before. All in devotion to this new light. Imagine you are in an exquisite place, golden sun streaming on an endless, verdant landscape. You are joyfully following the only trail present as you climb this vast terrain, and you stop. Ooh, look at this beautiful flower. And something is saying, keep going, because there are more beautiful flowers to come, each more beautiful than the last. So, a few themes around the May energies that I feel to explore and shine light on today. The idea of dimensional disorientation, the potential of timeline jumping. This is so in motion right now. Also, the purge of collective pain. I had a really cool, interesting dream recently, definitely thought-provoking. In the dream, I was in some large outdoor area. The dream was outdoors, which automatically clues you into it being a spiritual dream. You know, having spiritual information in it. And there was trash, debris, everywhere in the dream scenario. So, you know, when you go to an outdoor concert or maybe a baseball game or a large arena, that after the event, there is trash everywhere. And this was kind of like that. And I was picking up trash and filling a large dumpster, like the size of a shipping container. And I was not bothered by this activity. There was this sense of me doing my part, contributing what was mine to do. And when I finished loading the whole container with trash, I was feeling complete. I was feeling good about what I had accomplished. And this woman walks up to me and says, "There's more trash." And she pointed to an area with more debris and another dumpster. And I was very clear, "No, I am done. I have done what is mine to do." So to me, this dream message relates to the idea of collective purge. Everything in the outer world is a reflection of our history, the state of our collective consciousness over a long period of time. All of us have had a part to play in both how we have arrived at this moment of time and in contributing to the reset now underway. the cleanse, the purge, the death and rebirth of a new consciousness and a new humanity. But it is also important that we are clear on what is ours to do and what is not. Because as we know, the majority of the collective is not choosing ascension, rather to stay asleep and in separation and in the old cycle of karmic experience. With everything flying around at this time, it is important to be able to discern, to jump in where called, but also distance yourself from where the imbalance is too extreme. Remember, not all of our world is destined for new timelines and healing and moving on. So another theme manifesting strongly in this now is outer world themes versus inner world themes. Outer world themes, everything happening outside of us. Inner world themes, what is rising and communicating from within. In here, which is a lot. Not my will, but thine. Not of me, but through me. Not for my life, but for the many. This is the constant prayer and posture of the new human. Hands extended to the side, palms in receiving mode, moving within and without thought toward greater and greater destiny and truth. The new wants to find you. In these transmissions, so much more than content is consciousness, energy, light code, demonstrating how the new light is transforming our world. Something is being born through spiritual practice and devotion. You will find your purpose in and through the rise of this new light.